It may sound like I'm playing a really cool guitar right now. Sounds a lot like an actual psychedelic Strat. But, in fact, this is one of the many awesome sounds that come with Steinberg's Hypersonic 2. This tutorial is going to teach you how to use many of the features of the Hypersonic 2, which is a VST plugin or a standalone application. The graphics are very complex in this program, which is why I'm including the graphics file that I have devised for it. However, I think you'll agree that once you start using Hypersonic 2, you'll find it extremely easy and very accessible. The first thing you need to do is go into Files and Preferences. Hit Alt F and then P. The only preference that you have to really worry about usually is the MIDI input. For some reason, especially if you're using a virtual MIDI input like MIDI cable, you have to left click on it.
Left click, not connected.
It'll say not connected. You go down one.
MIDI Oak NT,
two. I'm using MIDI Oak NT1. It's checked, but for some reason, whenever I start Hypersonic, it doesn't work.
Leaving menus. Preferences.
The reason I'm using this MIDI cable is because I'm running it through a MIDI sequencer so that I can use the MIDI sequencer to direct all my keyboard's input through the channels. So if I want to control a specific channel, I just program the sequencer to output all my keyboard messages onto that specific channel, and also so that I can use the sequencer to record whatever I play on the keyboard, play it back through Hypersonic, and make my recordings.
Awesome.
The first thing you're going to see in the Hypersonic main window is what's called the load page, and what it shows is all your different banks. And the patches within that bank. This feature's okay, but a better way to browse the selection of banks and see the names of the patches is to go directly to Program Files, and then under that Steinberg, under that VST Plugins, under that Hypersonic, and under that Patches, and you can see all the different banks. The banks are individual files. You can open them up with the text editor and see what patches are inside. It'll show you the program number and the name of it. And there's some other characters in there that you don't have to worry about. Just don't save the file. Just look through it. Or you can use this load page. I don't see a scroll down symbol for this particular page.
Tempo 120 times 9.44. Reset MIDI. Tempo close. Close. 4. Close. Left click. Hypersonic 2. Pause.
Preferences.
Hypersonic logo. 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Hypergraphic 646. Shape. Right clean strat. Color tone. Necro attack. Mute link for percussive. Mute link volume. Malice. Mute link volume. Harpsichord. Mute link volume. Organs. Clavin. Mute link volume.
Where it says organs, percussive, and all that, those are your banks. If you left click on one, it'll show you everything underneath. Of course, if you just explore with your text editor the individual banks, you'll see, for example, that bank 0 is your previews, and it'll show you what is what. I barely use the load page. I use the edit page, and to get to the edit page, you can either use the JAWS script that I've designed for it, which is Control plus E, or you can simply click on the patch name of the currently highlighted patch, which in this case is the Clean Strat 2 XXL. Now, whenever you see XXL in Hypersonic, extra, extra large, you know, stands for, it's very high quality. It's the best you're going to get.
Graphic clean. Strat. Clean.
I'm going to click on it.
Left click.
Just a single push of the left mouse button on the numpad does it.
Pause.
And I'm in. And these graphics have been labeled. If they weren't, you'd just see a bunch of graphics. But you see things like arpeggiator and amp sim and all that. And I'll explain what I can of that. And I will continue to create new tutorials as time goes on, because I'll be learning more as I go.
Mute clean strat to XXL volume.
There's, before I get started with different effects and things, there's two graphics that you're going to be interested in right off the bat.
Mute, clean, scratch, mix, XL, volume.
You'll see mute, volume,
mute, clean, scratch, mix, XL, volume.
And
volume.
For some reason, JAWS gets stuck on the volume, so you, when you're on it, you do a screen refresh. Usually, you'll see a thing that says link, which if you click on the link for part two, it'll link it with part one. Another thing you can do if you want to go up and down through and see what's on the screen is go to the word mute, left arrow once, and you can go down without JAWS hanging up on the volume control.
Filter.
You see filter. It's pretty self-explanatory if you know about music. It's your cutoffs and your resonance. These can also be controlled through MIDI messages, 71 and 74, if I'm not mistaken.
Graphic 113, clean, scratch, mix, XL. Mute, link, volume. Filter, select.
Yeah, there it said mute link, volume. Link is part linkages. There are 16 parts, each part corresponding to a channel. But they can be linked so that, say, part one is a piano and part two is violin. You can play the piano and the violin at the same time.
Mute link volume. Amp simulator default knob 29.
Amp simulator. This is especially useful on electric guitars. It governs the types of overdrive or distortion. Right now we're in the arpeggiator, actually. And there is an arpeggiator button. It seems to go on by default. I'm not going to explain a lot of this because it's covered very clearly in the user's manual. Now, one of the things that I did in making these graphics is that I did my best to label every single position of the knobs and the sliders. Since each knob and slider's graphics are the same as every other knob or slider, I was able to get the position of each one of them through all their positions. So, knob at 29, it's usually default. It's pretty much right in the center. And they go from 1 to 54. The sliders don't have so many positions. I think they go from 1 to 30 or some such thing. There are two ways to move these knobs. Actually, there's a few different ways. You can control left click it to return it to its default position. You can hold numpad 0, left mouse button down to lock the left mouse button if you're using JAWS, and then use the right and left and up and down arrow keys to manipulate it. Or, and this is usually the best way and how I was able to label them in the first place, you right click on the knob.
Right click, part 1 arc, manual 50%, JAWS, 1/8, knob 12, land knob 12.
Actually, to click on a lot of these things, you have to lock the button down and then release it. So, numpad 0 and the right mouse button.
Locked.
Locks it, the menu pops up. Then you release,
unlocked.
Hit your PC cursor,
PC.
And you're in a menu.
CC submenu.
CC, you hit enter on that, and you can type your MIDI message number directly if you know it.
Learn.
If you hit enter on learn, the next knob you turn will become the MIDI message for the knob that you're trying to manipulate.
CC submenu.
And if you have a CC value specified by either of those two methods, there will also be a forget submenu. Click on that, and it will forget what MIDI messages you've assigned to control the knob. Now, what I have done on my keyboard, I got a whole bunch of different buttons on the bottom. And this is a KeyStation Pro 88, and there's 17 different buttons, and they're all assignable. And what I've done is assign them to different banks and program numbers. And I want to just show you some of the sounds that Hypersonic can produce.
Soft grand piano, piano hammer off 4, low pass 24 dB, velocity, velocity, hammer, MIDI program change 2, bank 7, channel 0, width, level tone, noise, 123 AM, soft natural acoustic, PC, none, highlighted.
Oh, and before I go on, I want to tell you about hyperknobs. Hyperknobs are Steinberg's way of making it so that you can edit a whole bunch of parameters by turning one knob. For example, they've got one called richness, and if you turn it the richness up, you're turning all kinds of things up, like chorus and reverb and detuning, slight detuning, and all kinds of different things that instead of having to hunt through all these parameters and trying to get the sound you want, they've just put it all in a sound called richness, and you get this rich effect. Anyway, I'm just going to play you a little bit of the sounds that this can make so that you can get an idea of the sound quality of this thing. That's a straight piano. Piano with strings. And there was our Strat XXL, and now here is the electrified Strat, playing that famous tune, Layla. Here's a lead pad. Here's a pulse pad. Thank you. The next thing I want to show you about Hypersonic is the phrasing. Hypersonic comes with 200 built-in phrases. Now, these phrases can be quite handy because there are things that you can't do on a keyboard as well as you might like, such as strumming a guitar, and this will do it for you. And it will do it at whatever tempo you specify. You might have noticed how awesome the timing was. The rhythm kept on going perfectly. It didn't slow down when I switched chords or anything. That's because the sustain pedal sustains the rhythm, but it does not sustain the notes if you change chords. For example, I held down a G chord and the sustain pedal, and then when I played a D chord, it forgot the G chord and just played the D chord. That way I can switch chords as many times as I want to and never lose the rhythm. Now, one of the reasons I really like Hypersonic is because of the realism of some of these instruments. When you hit your keyboard keys very hard, you can tell that they plucked the strings for all they were worth when they recorded the sounds for maximum velocity. Here's another phrase that uses a clean strat, and I'm going to play it softly. Now, hard. Hear that twang on the top string? It's those little things that make this program so awesome. Here's another phrase that involves a bass. And another steel guitar strumming. Here's another fretless bass. Now this time, while I play it, I'm going to adjust the tempo. You do that by going into
Hypersonic,
clicking on Preferences,
one the tempo time sign, period, 120.
Click on 120, yeah, right click on it.
Right click tempo 120 DC.
It gives you an edit field,
zero, blank, blank.
And I'm going to type in 160.
Preferences.
Here are the drum loops now. You can change the pitch of the drums. You can even use pitch bend on the drums. And the modulation wheel causes volume change. And again, you can, it's 120 beats per minute because that's the tempo that's set up in preferences, but you can change that very easily. These are the basic features of Hypersonic. I hope you find it worth your while to buy this thing, and if you want to learn more about it, go to www.steinberg.net. That's STEINBERG.net, and you can learn all about this awesome program. By the way, if you're listening to this through blindcooltech.com, obviously I can't upload the JAWS files for Hypersonic because it is a podcast. So if you're interested in these files, you can go to my website at www.dti.us.tt. Again, that's www.dti.us.tt. There you'll find the JAWS Hypersonic files, as well as some games I've written and a Team Talk server that I've put up. So I hope that this has been an instructive and helpful tutorial, and that the JAWS files help you out a lot if you've already purchased Hypersonic or are looking to do so. It's an awesome program. It's well worth your time and your money. Thank you.